empty. Life ain't always 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 empty. Don't get stuck in the past. Say your favourite things at mass. Tell your mother that you love her. I go out of your way for others. Sit beneath the light that suits you and look forward to a brighter future. Life ain't always empty. 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 Sink as far down as you could be pulled up. Happiness really ain't all about luck. Let your demeanor be your deep down self. And don't sacrifice your life for your health. When you speak, speak sincere. And believe me friend, everyone will hear. Life ain't always empty. 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 Borrow them from someone else. Buy yourself a flower every hundredth error. Throw your hair down from your lonely terror. And if you find yourself in the family way, give the kid more than what you got in your day. Life ain't always empty. 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 Tell you what you got time for. It only goes around, goes around, goes around. Take a family name for your own great sins. Cause each day is where it all begins. And don't give up too quick. You only get one line, you better make it stick. If you give ourselves to every breath, then we're all in the runner for a hero's death. Life ain't always empty. 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 Life ain't always empty.
Tell your mother that you love her. Starting off this week's show with a little bit of Fontaine's DC, A Hero's Death. Happy Mother's Day, folks. We have to kick off this week's Yellow Birch Road with a little bit of that. Hello and welcome to the show. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. My name is Rue. I'm your host tonight and always off the Yellow Birch Road. CFRC's home of British and Irish music, especially new and emerging music. And we've got a lot of that on the show for you tonight. We're going to be playing you a lot of really cool tunes. We have some shows that we went to that we're going to be talking about. Some reviews from shows that I've been telling you all about in the past coming weeks. And just a look ahead to what's going to be happening on the show in the next, let's say, few weeks' time. So I'm going to kick us off immediately with some brand new music, because we've had new EPs, new album announcements, new single drops, all that kind of thing. We have a brand new EP from Little Sims. She's just dropped her Sugar Girl EP. And I love her so much because she just does whatever she wants in between albums. Now, obviously, her albums are some of the let's say most widely regarded albums in modern British hip-hop, in modern UK rap. You know, she's certainly the queen of British rap, and she's kind of getting up there to being one of the UK's all-time greats. And she's been taking that sound outside of the UK as well. UK rap has kind of had a harder time breaking, particularly in America and outside of the UK, because obviously it sounds very specifically like where it's from, and people just, I think, seem to be more used to hearing a more New York or broadly American sound, because kind of what you listen to when you hear a lot of American rap is you'll hear a lot of New York accents, you'll hear a lot of Georgia accents, you'll hear a lot of LA and Californian accents, and I don't know. I don't really see it that way, but a lot of people have said that it apparently throws them off and things are not relatable, etc., etc. It's Blur all over again, but in a different genre, isn't it? But artists like Little Sims and like Central C have sort of been breaking out across and, you know, taking the charts in the US by storm as well. Little Sims was over just recently when she performed at Coachella, and she went down a storm once again. You know, she's always such a consummate professional performer and everything, and her albums are tight, tight, tight. But what I love is in between albums, she kind of just does whatever she wants, you know. She'll throw in these experimental things, learn something new in between EPs. Her last EP that she released, Mood Swings, was it was an EP that added this almost rave and DJ element to her canon, and she used that in her live show following that as well, just giving a little break from the rapping and the sort of like the band performance to just take everything away, have this one little stage set up and turn it into a rave floor. And it was so much fun when we saw her live. But this new EP, Sugar Girl, has something very different going on. Something very different on each song, I would say. It features a collaboration on 3 out of the 4 songs on the EP. It features the rapper JT from the hip-hop duo City Girls from Florida. 070 Shake of Ray's hit song Escapism fame, but also, like, you know, well-known for hits of her own. She comes in on this EP as well, and the British rapper Dila all feature on this. What I'm realizing now is an all-woman EP, Sugar Girl. But it's a great EP, and I'm gonna play us the song Game On, recorded with JT. You can find the whole EP and everything about her at littlesims.com. Then Charlie XCX has entered a new era. You may remember she killed off Brat last summer, and since then she's been busy. She's put out a sort of mockumentary of Stardom Excess, the sort of Charlie XCX film. She's done the soundtrack for the film adaptation of Wuthering Heights alongside artists like John Cale of the Velvet Underground, and she's now working on her next album. What possibly could follow up Brat, you ask? Certainly not Brat 2.0, is what Charlie has been saying. You may have seen her recent bold proclamation that, quote, the dance floor is dead, so now we're making rock music. That came up in a recent interview. And if you keep up with Charlie or pop music news, you may also have seen that turned out to be Charlie basically directly quoting lyrics to the song that was supposed to come out just after, rather than directly answering the question with that. If you've been on the internet, you may also be baffled by the fact that everyone in the world seems to have misunderstood the song. The song in question is rock music. It dropped last week, and the whole world of music seems to have been shaken up by how Charlie misled them, by how this is not really rock music, even though it does feature processed rock guitars. And no one seems to have clued into the fact that it's the perfect hyperpop song. This is what I think of it anyway. It's not a rock song. It's not meant to be a rock song. It is a hyperpop song called rock music. Now, Charlie's producer, a longtime collaborator of hers, who's not working on this single in particular, but A.G. Cook, had released his album a few years ago. It was called Britpop. Neither is he a Brit, nor was he making either poppy music or the style of music that was popular in the 90s in the UK that became known as Britpop. It was just a name. It's hyperpop. It's an almost satirical look at the current music scene. And that's what this song, Rock Music, does as well. I mean, Charlie literally just made a film satirizing her own rise to ultra stardom with Brat. And I mean, I don't know why this is a surprise to people, basically. But you may say this is social commentary on hedonism, on partying, on the social scene. You might say Charlie's bored. You might even say Charlie's trolling everybody. You may think the lyrics are bad. You may say you don't like the song. I think you not liking the song would even serve the purpose of the song as art. But you can't say it's not good art. It's great art. And sometimes that art has to be grotesque. And that's fine. You know, someone else summed it up pretty well by quoting the LCD Sound System lyrics from Losing My Edge. Good art gets people talking, right? And then just yesterday, Charlie XCX dropped another song. This one only on her secret Instagram account called B-Sides. It's called I Keep Thinking About You Every Single Day and Night. It's not on streaming, it's not available anywhere else, it's only on her Instagram and on vinyl. And it's like a minute and a half long. It's very different in sound to rock music. And in a post Charlie said about it, I keep on thinking about you every single day and night is the B-side to rock music. She says, I went to Kyoto for 6 weeks to shoot a film. While we were there, I made this video. It's only available on vinyl and here on B-sides. So rip the audio if you want it. So that's exactly what I've done. And we're going to be listening to it on radio right now.
Maybe we could become each other like something out of a Jack Rivet movie or something. I wonder if I just want you as my best friend, or maybe if I'm a really late bloomer. I keep thinking about you every single day. I keep thinking about you every single night. Thinking about you every single day. I keep thinking about you every single night. Now I'm wondering if maybe I could be gay. But come on, a good kid, I'm probably not. I've always wondered if you were actually gay, or if that's something you just say for your career. I keep thinking about you every single day. I keep thinking about you every single night. Thinking about you every single day. I keep thinking about you every single night. I keep on thinking about you every single day and night. I keep on thinking about you every single day and night. I keep on thinking about you every single day and night.
Sims and JT with Game On from her Sugar Girl EP, Lil Sims' EP, new EP that's just come out. Every song on the EP is so different that you should go check them out. And we also had a little bit of Charlie XCX on the last set. brand new song of hers from what's going to be her third album eventually. Folks, the last time that I went to the UK, I actually saw Little Sims's face the first thing that I landed in Heathrow Airport. It was part of some Burberry campaign that she was doing at the time, but I just thought that was a great way to begin my trip. That was 2 years ago. I am off to the UK again next week. I'll be gone for 2 weeks. And why this is relevant to you is because I'm going to attend the Super Furry Animals reunion shows. I mean, you've all heard me say it to Griffreys on record when we did our interviews. Over the last couple of years, the 2 times that I've interviewed him, you know, I did say to him if he reformed the band, I would be right down the front in Cardiff for the home shows. And I will fly over. So I kind of have to keep my word now, don't I? So I'll be in Cardiff next week, and by the time you listen to the show, I'll have been back from seeing one of my favorite bands ever. I might even bring you a review from Cardiff itself. Maybe we'll have some friends joining us on the show. Shout out to Jazz and Nathan, who I know are listening tonight. But we'll see about that. The tour, Super Furry Animals tour, has just begun. The band have been playing in Dublin and in Glasgow so far. They've had the incredible Get Down services as support. And I believe Get Down services were in Canada quite recently, a couple of weeks ago maybe, where they played a show that a lot of people have said was a really, really good show. And, you know, I am gathering reviews. I'm always listening out for what people are saying about bands, and not just Get Down services. It's kind of been the same with Super Furry Animals as well for me. So, you know, all the reviews that are coming back, people have been raving out. The clips look incredible. Super Furry Animals have gone all out on this tour, and I'm glad to see that they're enjoying it as well. If you're kind of trying to keep the tour spoiler free, turn away for the next minute or so. But it looks like the Yeti costumes are back in full force. This is technically the anniversary tour for Lovecraft, their 2005 album, their 7th studio album. And the band have mostly been playing songs from the first 10-year period of their career, 1995 to 2005. And they've just released a compilation album called Pre-Creation Percolation. It does what it says on the tin. It's a collection of all the EPs, singles, unreleased stuff, a few demos that came out before their first album, before they signed to Alan McGee's Creation Records, which is also home to artists like Primal Scream, Oasis, My Bloody Valentine, and others, as you're no doubt aware. And this contains a couple of EPs that they'd released on the legendary Welsh alternative and independent label Angst Records, which we did a whole tribute show to last week. One of their co-founders died a year ago. There's also the Moogdroog EP, a very well-known EP of theirs that I believe holds the world record for being the longest EP or album title ever, and it basically translates to the place name with the longest name, Llanfair Pwllgwyng, or what is abbreviated to Llanfair PG. The EP's name is basically Llanfair PG in space. It's silly, it's fun, it's brilliant, it's every bit Super Furry Animals. But knowing Super Furry Animals and how creative they are, I am willing to bet that being in a room together with instruments, you know, with some time during sound checks, rehearsals, all of that has to have been enough to spark off something, you know? And they work dastardly fast as well. So I expect that 10th Super Furry Animals album to be here by 2027, basically. And you can find all their music, any tour dates, any other details about the EP, all that kind of stuff on their website, superfurry.com, if you do happen to be in the UK and are planning on going and seeing them at shows and such. Or if, like me, you're traveling down, I'm very, very excited, if you can't tell, folks. You might also have noticed that the bed music I'm playing for this is a little bit off what I think is one of their best-known songs, Juxtaposed With You, from their 5th album from 2001, Rings Around the World. It's just, I feel like I have to include it, so instrumental only, but basically expect the show to be a little bit different over the next couple of weeks while I'm away. It's still going to be fun though. For now though, I do have some great new artists for you that I'm going to be playing. I've got a new band who call themselves Post-Pub Kebab Shop Glam Rock. It's a new South London band called Sleaze. Their debut album, Sleaze Please, comes out, and they've spelled please with a Z. It comes out on the 12th of June in 2026. Who are Sleaze, you ask? They say they emerged from the same unruly scenes that gave us Black White Family, Warm Dusha, Fat Dog. They are fronted by a guy called Dave Ashby, who's a Penge-born artist, son of a cab driver and a bingo caller, who's also previously written lyrics for Evan Dando's new album Love Chant. And talking about the album, the band has said that Sleaze Please bottles their notorious live energy with contagious songcraft. It's raucous, it's ramshackle, and still steeped in romanticism. Songs about pubs, heartbreak, free will, and finding beauty in wreckage. Dave says the album is roughly a 50-50 mix of stonkers and slow ones. And they've just released a single from it called The People Have the Strength to Turn the Tide. It's an anthemic song, they say, about the nation, the state of the nation. It's a very interesting time to be playing that, given the state of the country after the UK's local elections, even though the song came out before this. But, you know, the elections in England, Wales and Northern Ireland were just this week. I think we need a bit of optimism and good music in our life after that, so I'm going to be playing that for us. You can find the whole album at sleaze.bandcamp.com. And now is also, in fact, the time for a bit of Lambrini Girls. When is it not time for Lambrini Girls? The band were actually supposed to be on tour across North America last month and this month, but Phoebe Lunny, the singer and guitarist in the band, has recently suffered a spine fracture and a brain injury, which sounds absolutely awful. So understandably, the band had to postpone their tour. But it was supposed to be at the end of April, but there have been new dates announced. They're going to be in Montreal on the 19th of June playing at Théâtre Beanfield. They're also going to be in Toronto the next day, 20th June, at the Concert Hall. They also have a new single out in the meanwhile called Cult of Celebrity, and this is kind of their first release since the album, the acclaimed debut album, came out last year, Who Let the Dogs Out. But this song, it lays bare the dirty secrets of the industry, which Phoebe is no stranger to exposing, and for which she has once revealed that she's been detained as well, which is crazy. The song is pretty self-explanatory. You can find them at lambrinigirls.bandcamp.com. And then lastly, we've got new music from Yard Act. Yes, the new album has finally been announced. The letters that they were teasing over the last few weeks on their social media have in fact turned out to be the initials of the album. It's going to be called You're Gonna Need a Little Music. It's coming out on the 17th of July. The record was made between Leeds and LA, and they say it's an album of rain and shine, shade and light, great wit, and above all else, even more mind-shattering profundity about the philosophy of life itself than any other artist has ever delivered to Wax or Algorithm. And I'm sure they're going to live up to that. The band released their first single, Redeemer, which is a blistering, swaggering, dark and sinister sounding track, more so than anything Yard Act has ever done previously, with booming bass and ominously paranoid observations. We heard little bits of this album performed live at BBC's Six Music Festival last month, and no one does spoken word post-punk please quite like James Smith of Yard Act. So I've heard a little bit of it already through those live performances. I love what I'm hearing so far, and I really like this version of the album as well. They're announcing tour dates. I think East Coast is coming soon, but they are going to be playing on the 11th of August at the Pearl in Vancouver, so you should go check that out. They're at yardactors.com. We're going to play the song Redeemer, but let's get started off with Sleaze. The People Have the Strength to Turn the Tide on CFRC Radio.
Waking up in Britain, grief between the sheets, shitstorm in a coffee cup, dripping beef under British thieves, right? When you don't have the strength to go outside, like all autonomy has been denied, and all your thoughts just turn to those who die, when it's hard to make a difference with your life, and it's hard to see a future. Waking up in Britain,
Intervention rattle through the bones of everybody that was ever shot.
I wanna be a wolf so I can understand. But I don't wanna know what it's like not to be free. I wanna be angry at the world from a crippling disposition. Just tell me what you need from me. And I smash my head in private against the wall. Denial fries in hostile climates. Flat out lies climb chaos spires. As Rapunzel lets down your
your tires. I start fights in my own head. Got doggy bags stuffed full of tappers. I take them home to feed the rugrats and then set fire to your maracas. Redeemer, you had your fun. Now you're clinging to your rosaries like a nun.
Yard Act with Redeemer from the new album that's coming out in a couple of months called You're Gonna Need a Little Music. That's out in July. We also heard a bit of Lambrini Girls, brand new song of theirs. They are coming on tour 19th and 20th of July. They're gonna be of June. They're gonna be in Canada, in Toronto and Montreal. We also heard a bit of a band called Sleaze, who have their debut album Sleaze Please coming out soon. Folks, earlier this week we went up to Danforth in Toronto, and very excitingly we met up with Julie Dawson, the singer in the Irish alt-rock shoegaze band New Dad. We hung out in the nearby Cops Record Shop, and I want to thank them again for having us over, because we went in there, we recorded a little interview, we browsed some astonishingly well-priced records, and I think if we didn't have to rush off to get some B-roll footage outside, my hands would be fuller and my bank account would be lighter, because you don't see a lot of $30 vinyl in many places. But anyway, New Dad were really kind to stop by and have a little chat with us before their show. We also recorded their set from that night at the Danforth Music Hall, literally next door. And I'm very excited to say that we're going to bring you that live session next week on air. I'm going to try and have it out on our regular live sessions show on Thursdays as well. So that'll be on at 11 a.m. On CFRC Radio, of course. You'll be able to hear the interview. You might hear a few different songs between the live session airing and what you'll hear on the show next week on Sunday. So, because I think I've made that a bit confusing, you'll be hearing the interview. You can hear it either on Thursday morning next week. That's, I believe, the 14th. You can hear like a 30-minute session, and you can hear another version of it, probably with the same interview, but maybe with different songs. Next week on the show, that's going to be on Sunday, as usual. So definitely tune in next week. And also, because I know Queen's students and CFRC folks scatter all over the place during the summer, if you happen to be in Vancouver next week or thereabouts, you can also see New Dad at the Hollywood Theatre on the 18th of May. That's next week, Monday. Find them at newdadofficial.bandcamp.com. They've got some of their albums on there, and you can see their tour dates. Other live music news, the Bug Club are coming to town in June, and they're going to be playing in Toronto at the Garrison on the 18th of June. They are a fuzzy alt-rock Welsh band. They pack their music with humor, absurdism. They dish out quirky ballads, and they are such a good time. I know friends that saw them last year. I missed them because I was working at Melbourne Northeast during that period. But I know a lot of people who are going back as converted fans to see them again this time. A friend of mine saw them last night in the UK, and she says that they are a very fun band to see live. They are an extremely prolific duo. They released Very Human Features, their album from 2025, and they had another in 2024, two albums in 2023, and they've basically put out one album every year since they released their debut album back in 2021. So they are a very prolific band, and they've got another album out at the end of the month on the 29th of May. It's called Every Single Muscle, and they declare that it comes a whole 7 months after since their last. I love these guys. Well done, guys. But they've just released a single from the album called A Good Day for Dying. I love the bit where the guitarist basically asks, can I play my solo now? And then he launches into playing the tiniest little guitar solo. You can find them at thebugclub.bandcamp.com. If you're anywhere near Toronto, do go see them. I'm also going to play us some music from Big Fear, who have a new single. They have an EP, in fact, coming out called New Hire. These guys do not miss. Musically, they've got a bit of an alt-rock 90s thing going on. There's an industrial touch to it. It's a bit glitzy. They remind me a bit of bands like Garbage, basically. And they have a new EP out called coming out called New Hire. And they've got a new single on it called Anger, which their front person, Alice Edwards, says it's about feminine rage, y'all. The woman who has to shed her skin between every relationship, forced into changing herself to be what is deemed desirable by the men she's trying to marry. One by one, they will reject her. She will drive herself mad over the failures. She cannot obtain love for who she is because she's never permitted to show herself, crafted into a new persona with each experience. She's forever angry at what the world does to her, and she's forever mourning a happy marriage. And Alice writes this from an almost outsider perspective, being asexual themselves. But you can find some of their music at bigfear.bandcamp.com. Lastly for this set, I'm going to throw you to something so very different. There's the band Grandma's House, who have a new track called Dog. It is so different from everything else I've played today. This one's going to make you sit up and listen. Find them at grandmashouse.bandcamp.com. Let's get started off though with Big Fear. This is Anger on CFRC Radio. Mama's House with their song Dog. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. Some very different songs on the last set. We heard some Big Fear with their song Anger. We heard the Bug Club with a new song of theirs as well called A Good Day for Dying, and some Grandma's House. Folks, as I said last week, the Cribs were in town and I went to that show. I saw the show. It was a really fun, I suppose if I had to sort of sum it up, it's kind of high energy disco rock and roll. It brought back memories of the 2000s, but it was obviously very firmly rooted in the present. So the Cribs were here to tour their brand new album that came out in January called Selling a Vibe. It was a postponed tour. It was supposed to happen like 6 months ago, but they really are a band that come out there and make a statement. You know, it was statements as soon as the band came on stage. Like, they walked onto stage really quickly, and their drummer Ross Jarman, literally as he comes on, he goes, stands on top of his drum kit, one arm raised, and then slides straight down into his seat, straight into the drum parts for the first song that they played from the new album, Dark Luck, which is my favorite song on the album. And from there, it was pretty much just hit after hit after hit. They launched into songs like Romantic, they played the song Hey Scenesters, and it felt like it was Indie Sleaze in full force. Like, this was in no way a nostalgic set necessarily, because there were a lot of new songs that they played, but it really felt like you were in a certain indie head space, and there were a lot of like indie heads, younger, newer indie heads, older folks who had been around in the 2000s who saw these guys back when, you know, they were initially touring in kind of the early and the mid 2000s. And I could feel like I was in an indie room, even just by the way people were just like booging along, dancing along, because there is a certain way that people dance at different shows. You know, it'll be different if you go to a metal show and people are kind of windmilling and headbanging out. It'll be different at a rock show. You might see a lot more like people throwing like the devil horn signs and all that kind of stuff. And it might be different if you go to a punk show. It might be different in a goth crowd. And there's a very certain way in which indie kids dance. And so people were there in, you know, in full force. They were dressed the part as well. They were in their, like, their hats and their scarves and their layered clothes. And the band themselves, too. They came out looking the part, their tight leather jackets, tight jeans, their worn-out Converse shoes and their striped shirts, which seemed to have been a really big thing in 2006. But they were also a lean, mean machine as a trio, because you may know this, but the band basically went independent after the last album, Night Network, came out. They're not on a major label anymore. They own their own rights after a long and obviously twisted kind of legal process. And so now everything they do is kind of on their own terms and on their own, but that also means having to scale things down a little bit. The show was at Lee's Palace as well, I should say. Like 500 indie kids hopping up and down the room. But basically it was just three of them as they walk on stage, one roadie maybe, and no extra guitarist as they sometimes have when they're touring, a fourth guitarist, an extra keyboardist, someone who can just like add a little bit more of the sort of structure behind the songs. It was just Ryan Jarman on the guitars, and he was also singing most half of the time. So you just really got a glimpse of how solid a guitarist he is, you know, and he makes it look so easy when he's playing along these things, which are obviously kind of complex riffs and like rhythmic structures and all of that. And he makes them sound very interesting, just kind of like interplaying with his brother on the bass, Gary Jarman. And when you hear that kind of thing, it's suddenly very plain to see why someone like Johnny Marr, for example, loved these Angular guys so much and agreed to join the band for a little while. There were sing-along anthemic choruses that had the whole room with their arms up in the air. There were a lot of relatable anthems. I mean, what more do you imagine is going to happen when you're together with the whole room singing, "Have you ever fallen in love so hard with someone you wish you were dead?" There were catchy guitar lines, popping basses. The indie kids were dancing like it was 2002. Over, ironically, lines singing things like, "Things were never going to be the same." Which is from the new album as well, because it kind of felt like 2002 anyway, but it was hit after hit after hit. The new songs were hits, the old songs, obviously, you know, when you play songs like Men's Needs and things like that, it is going to be a really good, fun show. They really keep the energy up and pace the show really well. And I think a lot of people between the ages of 20 and 45 had a really, really good time. You can find the new album Selling a Vibe, and the show was certainly a vibe, at thecribs.bandcamp.com. They have a Bandcamp page. They're an independent band and everything. But I'm going to move on now and play us some music from the Nottingham sister duo, Old Black Era, who've been on our show, whose debut album, Rave Immortal, we really, really enjoyed on this show. They've got a new EP, continuing their exploration and blending of genres from across pop, rave, metal, alternative, and with an incredible theatricality and goth touch to it. The EP is called Our World. Their lyricist Nairobi Beckett-Massim explained that after opening up about my hidden disability in songs like Straight to the Heart and Come On Outside on the last album, it felt like there was no topic that we should be scared of singing about. With all that's going on in the world, it's good to talk about feeling overwhelmed with emotions over a hyper-pop rock beat. The juxtaposition feels almost therapeutic, and that's what's going on the EP. I'm going to be playing us the latest single that they've released from the EP. It's called Silhouette. You can find them at altblackera.bandcamp.com. And then lastly, The Last Dinner Party have a new song. It's called Big Dog. It's not really new. It's been around live for a few years, and they finally released it as a standalone single. It packs a hungry punch. It has those giant rock riffs. The hedonism and anger in this song is thrilling, and it's goosebumps inducing. The band's back on tour. They're hitting the West Coast next. They're playing in Vancouver on the 19th of May, the Orpheum Theatre. You can find them at thelastdinnerparty.co.uk. This is Old Black Era with Silhouette on CFRC Radio.
My mom Erin is a new friend. Guess she's feeling kind of lonely by herself. I wonder if she cries to my silhouette. I can hear her banging on my glass again. She'll never see my face again. Silhouettes in the mirror. Silhouettes in the mirror. Broken, broken rules, broken bruised and blistered. Who cares if I stand in front of you with all my open stitches? Worries, worries, woes, worries, woes and wishes. So what if I say it's hard to live, cause no one ever listens. She's so glamorous, wonder how she handles it. Looks extravagant.
Afraid. from dancing and clean. You are my
Big Dog by The Last Dinner Party. We also listened to Old Black Era with their song Silhouette on the last set. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. We're getting close to 9 o'clock. We're entering the second half of this show, and we're going to be having some new music. You're actually listening to some new music right now because I'm playing us something new from Boards of Canada, who have confirmed that, in fact, there is going to be a new album. It's called Inferno. The song that I'm playing is called Prophecy at 420 MHz. You can find it at Boards of Canada. Canada.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play something very different from that, though. R&B trio Flow have their second album, Therapy at the Club. It's coming out on the 24th of July. They've released their Cathartic title track. They've been doing this for a couple of years. It's for a few years, in fact. And it sees them just stepping up to fill the space left by heroes of theirs, like Destiny's Child. And then in a completely different direction, I'm going to play some Welsh reggae by the artist Morgan Eloy, who has a new single called Pwy Sy'n Dod, or Who's Coming. It's a bit more indie rock. In the guitars this time, from his usual stuff, it's taken from his upcoming third album, Amser Da Gyda Morgan Eloy, or A Good Time with Morgan Eloy. It's a Welsh language reggae rock and dub music. You can find him at morganelwy.bandcamp.com. Then we've got some music from Stratford. The indie rock band The Big Image has something quite dub. It's an indie pop